Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Torment in the Finish, and I'm your greeter this morning. Who's on the line?
Top of the morning. Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Good morning, Declare Victory. God bless everybody on the call.
Good morning, Sister Sabrina. Good morning to Tuesday.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. To all, have a blessed Tuesday.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy trying for Tuesday. God bless you.
God bless you too, sis.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is
Sheena? Sheena.
Sheena, good morning to you. Happy trying for Tuesday.
Happy Triumph of Tuesday. Is this Tarina the finisher?
Yes, it is.
I wanted to tell you that I love, whoever gave you that name, I love that name for you. Because your sound like you're going to finish everybody. So you slaying all the demons. So they gave you the perfect name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. That was the Lord. Glory, glory. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, Serena.
I'm finished, guys.
Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday. Love you, sis. Have a great day.
You too as well. Glory, glory to God. Anyone else?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's D2.
D2. Good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Thank you.
Good morning. And it's, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you done D2?
Yes, ma'am. I went back on mute.
Oh, I thought you were still talking. Sorry. Good morning, everybody. Hello, you guys. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. It's Moxie. Moxie in the house. Let's go.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Moxie. This is Leomia. Thank you so much.
Mother Leomia, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to hear your sound this morning.
You have a great day.
You too as well. Praise God. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, family. It's Angela. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning, Angela. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you. It's good to see your sound this morning. Praise God. Anyone else?
Good morning. It's Brother Michael. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday, Brother Michael. I was just going to say, any brothers want to say good morning? It's good to hear your sound.
Good morning, this is Kevin.
Kevin, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. It's great to hear your sound as well.
Rachel and Gilroy.
Anyone else?
Good morning, Declare Victory. God bless you all this morning, Brother Jeff.
Brother Jeff, Sarge, good morning to you. It's great to hear your sound as well. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joyful. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Joyful. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. It's great to hear your sound as well. Good morning to you. Anyone else want to say good morning before I get started?
Good morning, Trina. I feel secure at all that testosterone this early in the morning. That's what I'm talking about. Come on through, gentlemen. Good morning, Declare Victory. It is a triumphant Tuesday. Have a great day.
Good morning, Shell. Good morning, Shell. Yes, yes, yes. It was good to hear them speak. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, I need everyone to please check your phones to make sure your phone is on mute. Please, phones. Let's get started with the hosting. Thank you. Hello, my name is Trina the Finisher, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip in your walk with Christ. Be sure to continue calling in during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declared focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite friends. They're going to be blessed too. There is one announcement today. TNT Bible studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor LaVell Jones. It will definitely enrich your spirit. There was no prayer request submitted by the app. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, D. Declaration, Geraldine. Then we go right in close to comments hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, D. Declaration, Geraldine. Then we go right in the close to comments hosted by Declare. Let me see. Let me get the scripture. The scripture for today is from Amos 3:3. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until it starts to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer warrior D. Everyone, please have a blessed, awesome, and safe day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. If everyone could check your phones and triple check just to make sure that you are on mute. It is your sister Angela. We are going to go before the throne of grace together this morning, and we are going to entreat the Lord and give him thanks and lay our hearts before him as we go into the declaration this morning. We want to get our hearts ready to receive the word so we can receive that seed of the word on good ground. Amen. So, Father, we thank you on this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Father, you are our Lord and Savior, and we thank you for your mercy and your grace which you've given to us through your Son, Jesus. Father, we lift up your name and we humble ourselves before you. And Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for this journey, oh God. We lift up our hands and we say we honor you. We lift up our hands and we say we are grateful unto you. Our Lord and our Savior, thank you. We are grateful. Thank you. We honor you. Thank you. It's by your mercy and only by your grace that we live, we move, we have our being. It's only by your mercy and your grace that we are here and that we exist, oh God. So, Father, we say thank you and we are grateful. Thank you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We cannot thank you enough, oh God. We cannot thank you enough, God. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for standing by our bed and waking us. Your word says, Father, that you visit us every morning. Hallelujah. You visit us every single morning. So we give you honor, glory, and praise.
So we lift up your name, God. So we submit ourselves to you, oh God. We submit ourselves to you, Father. We digress. Father, we concede. Hallelujah. We surrender. We bow down before you, God. We humble ourselves that you be glorified in our lives, oh God. Be glorified in our lives, oh God. Father, have mercy on us, oh God. Have mercy on us, oh God. Look upon us, God. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. Forgive us of every way and everything that is not like you, oh God. Everything that you cannot use, hallelujah. Forgive us, God. Oh God, you're preparing us for nations, God. You're preparing us to affect someone else's lives, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you place instructions in our hands, God, before the foundation of the world, and you placed us here with purpose, God, to complete a purpose, God, for your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you, oh God. The journey may not have been perfect in our eyes, God, but it has been molded perfectly by you, oh God. Make us into the image of your Son, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, everything we have seen, everything we've been through is needful, and we are honored, oh God, that you have chosen us, oh God, in the mighty name of weakness of Jesus. Father, we give you our weakness, oh God. We give you our shortcomings, oh God. We give you our faults, oh God. We give you our failures, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, you could do more with our weakness than you can with our strength, God. So we say again, thank you, God. Hallelujah. We won't hide anything from you, God. We empty ourselves out, oh God. We digress. We regress. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say whatever you want us to do, whatever you want us to give up, whatever you want us to say, Father, we are here, God, and we're saying yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Be glorified in our lives, oh God. Be glorified in our lives on today, God. If there be any sick amongst us, God, Father, you said, Father, healing is the children's bread, God. Go down in the body, God. Go down inside of the endocrine system, God. Go down inside of the muscles, God. Get down in the back, God. Get in the spine, God. Get in the blood system, oh God. Get in the neurological system, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, get down in the bones, God, and heal, God. Let your blood, hallelujah, hallelujah, speak through our bodies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We call our bodies healed, God. We call our minds restored, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, oh God. We take on renewed mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say we are King's children. We stand, hallelujah, showing forth your glory, oh God. We say we have a sound mind, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father. Every person that's represented on this line, every name, every family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if there be any, hallelujah, generational curses of weakness, God, it is cut in the mighty name of Jesus. Any generational curses of limitation and procrastination, God, we cut it at the roots in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. If there be any emotional dysfunctions, God, in the name of Jesus, we send it back to the pit of hell, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand up against any diabolical plan of the enemy on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are your children. You made us fire throwers. You made us battering rams. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand up strong for your name. We stand up strong, and we stand up against that evil one, the one that can only roar like a lion. He's just a liar, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we stand on this morning, God, refusing to take on his lies, refusing to fall for his lies, refusing to fall for his perversion, refusing to fall for his tricks, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we lift up our communities. We lift up our families now, God. We lift up this nation, God. We lift up every single nation represented in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we wrap up and we tie up every demonic force, hallelujah, that would present itself in any of our spheres. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We praise your name on this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Father, on this morning, we lift you up and we say our hearts are ready. Our hearts are ready to hear a word from you. Our hearts are ready to receive the seed. Hallelujah. We know that seed will go in and it will go down deep on good soil and it will spring up. Hallelujah. And it will produce good fruit. So, Father, we say thank you and we say we praise you and we honor you, Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory on this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for seeing about us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your truth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we surrender our hearts to you on this morning, and we give you praise on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, as we take our phones off of mute, we will come together and give your name praise. We will lift up your name this morning. We will praise you this morning.
God, we bless your name.
Praise, honor, and glory.
We call out to you, O God, on today. Every way, O God. Father, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, O God. Let the words of our mouth be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Be glorified in our lives, God. We thank you for your presence on this morning. We thank you, Father. We know that your presence is eternal and it's everlasting. So, Father, be glorified now and forever. May your name be lifted up eternally. Hallelujah. Through our voices, God, let us never be quiet concerning you, O God. Let your loving kindness be with us and go with us on today. And let your goodness, Father, follow us. Your mercy and your grace follow us each and every moment of this day. Father, we are forever grateful unto you. You are glorious. We thank you. And your will be done amongst our lives, O God. Your will be done on this morning, on this line, in your word this morning, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. I turn the call over to the declarer on this morning. Please double check and triple check your phone. God bless you.
Thank you, Fire Warrior, Prayer Warrior, Dee, thank you on this morning. Can you hear me? Okay. I want to make sure that we have the right connection on today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can
yes,
you
hear me? We can hear
thank
you.
You. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to our greeter, wonderful woman of God, Trina the Finisher. Oh, my God. Such a ray. When you hear her in the mornings, it just make you want to run or whatever you are going through on today. I pray that this word, you know, everything switches. You know how we write on the paper, but our God, we put him in full charge of the word on today. I thank the Lord for this awesome word this month, power of agreement. Man, I was like, oh, yes, we are going to light it up this month. Declares on today as this is our second day going in, and we want to make sure that everyone on today and as we are approaching this month, we want to make sure and be very sure that we are gripping the solid rock. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Angela. Thank you so much for your powerful, powerful prayer on today. I thank you because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I thank God on today that it is unity in our community on today. How about that? I thank God today for the word that is about to proceed out of my mouth. I tell you, I didn't have a scripture today. And the Lord sent a raven. How about that? And we are going on today. Our word is can be found from Acts 2, very familiar scripture. Maybe someone else might be on this same line, that this same unity. And the word on today, my subject title on today is Power of Agreement as a People, as the Body of Christ on one accord. Can we just say amen to that on today, on one accord? Anyone on the line on today, if you've ever doubted who you are in Christ Jesus, this is the month. This is the month that you will know without a shadow of a doubt where you're walking. So on today, if you'll grab your Bible, come on and let's get into this word. Let's see what the Bible is saying on today. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. We in one place on this morning. Thanks to God, we are in the room on today. I don't know about you, but right now I feel that my help is coming. I hear the men of God saying it, but with that powerful prayer, my God, I tell you, it just began, the streams and the wells of living water just began to bubble up in my stomach on today. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, where you are laying, where you are standing, where you are driving on today. And they were on one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind.
and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues as fire, and it set upon each of them. Saints of God, cloves of fire after that prayer on today, because we are now one on one accord. The cloves of fire have been set on your shoulders on this morning and today, without a doubt, without fear, without any trembling on this morning from all the things that we are dealing with. We're going to go full force. We're going to kick open the gates. We're going to let the chains that we've been bound up with on this morning take us by storm on today. I thank the Lord that we all are one accord, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I heard you, Brother Kevin, on the other day as your sister was leading you in. I pray that it met you at the appointed time. I heard the sound coming up out of your throat. I heard it coming up, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. On today, our message on today is about solidarity. It's about unity on one accord. Receive the seed of the word on today. We need unity to go back and return back to the place where you once believed. We need unity and we need strength on today. I want somebody to know I need you every day. I don't care what nobody tells you. Every one of us need each other. And it is our solemn duty. It is our solemn request on this morning that we heed to the word as it is going forth on this month, this particular month, because it's power in what you know. How many of all of you that have you're in a managerial position and you have other people that work underneath you? I want you to begin to think about those people that you labor and you come in and you set up the day. You are the lead in charge. On today, you're the lead in charge. God said he wants to put the unity back in our communities. He wants to put it back in the church. He wants ultimate authority and power. We need to walk worthy of our cause. Let's go to Ephesians 4, if you don't believe me. As a prisoner of the Lord, I appeal to you, live lives worthy of your higher calling as Christians, to which God has called you. Be humble, be patient, and gentle with each other, showing tolerance in love. Worship God in peace. Stay united and be guided by the Holy Spirit. Make every effort to preserve the unity given to you by the Holy Spirit, and you will be at peace with one another. There is one Lord, saints of God. There is one faith, saints of God. There is one God and Father who is over everything, works through everything, and now it in all of you. You got filled this morning. If you haven't ever been filled, the clothes of fire is on your shoulders. I heard you, woman of God, as you was praying, as you started calling out those names. We are talking about unity. I heard one accord on today. We were all on one accord. It is important, saints of God, that we get this, that we don't keep showing up and not doing nothing. Listen, work now. We need to start working now. We don't have time to dilly-dally. We don't have time for fashion shows. This is not the day nor the hour. The Son of Man is on his way. Yeah, he's risen. He was risen back over 3,000 years ago. And we still are celebrating the memorial. Yeah, we just came off the hills of the He is risen. And some people, I had a young lady. She came to a service. And she had wanted to commit suicide. She was going to jump out the car the night before she came to the service. And her mother brought her in. And the saints of God, or the men and women of God, laid hands on this young girl. I had a chance on He is Risen on Easter Sunday. I went by and I talked with her. And she said, you know, I've been around a lot. And she said, I've seen much. I've been in all kinds of different places. Maybe I shouldn't have been there, but I was there. And she said, today, I feel God. I really feel God. I thank God. I don't feel no suicidal thoughts. I don't have any desire. I want to live so I can tell others about God. This is when unity becomes one. We need to become one. It's the quality or the state of being made one. Unification. That's what Moses talked about. He needed unification from us. As a believer, the Ten Commandments, we use it often, and many are trying to throw it out. It's just a basic set of rules, carrying and binding authority. Thanks to God, unanonymously, we need to be and being of one mind, agree to the plan, agree to get along. Won't you let Jesus come in? How can two walk together unless we agree? I know you're going to hear this a lot, but that's what the power of one, that's what the power of one would do, because we are preaching the same message over and over and over until it ooze out of your pores, until you begin to walk in your rightful calling. We got to push you to purpose. Time is winding up. When we say, I'm standing in agreement with someone, who is standing in agreement with you on today? If you're in a marriage, that's unity. The marriage is unity. There's two people involved, not you by yourself, you doing it, not him by himself doing it. When the bridegroom comes back, he's coming back for all who is left, those who have not fallen asleep. And it's in the Bible, is truly fulfilling itself in this hour. Many have fallen asleep among us. Wake up. Wake up. Joy is here. It's morning, saints of God. And I'm asking you on today, can you stand? Can you stand even when you've done all you can? Can you just stand? No matter what you're going through, don't hurl rocks at the glass house. All of us is our favorite. Well, you know, I'm still yet. The Lord is truly just working on me. Okay, saints of God, that's great. But what are you doing while he's working on you? Are you just still going about your day? You managers out there, you apostles and teachers and preachers and all those things, what has gone wrong in the house of worship? It's just, I don't even know what to say. Where is the worshipers? Where are you? Are you called to worship? Are you called to prayer? Are you called to teach? Are you called to preach? Are you called as an encourager? Yes, you are. All of us. And we will walk worthy of this call on today. Where are you, my people? How do we come on one accord? How do we do it? By acknowledging there is a way
there is an answer. The Apostle Paul uses walk worthy in Ephesians 4 and 1. In the first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul encourages the believer with the glorious truth of God's grace in choosing them out of the world so that they would be holy and blameless in his sight. That's what walking worthy in your call is on today. Then in chapter 4, he turns to a particular application and he's exhorting them to walk worthy. Yeah, he keeps telling you, just walk worthy of the calling which with you were called. And with all lowliness, all gentleness, long suffering, and bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bonds of peace. Ephesians 4, 1 and 3. We walk. We're walking. We are talking about your daily conduct of one's life. Ephesians 2, 10 says, God has ordained that his children should walk in good works. Paul simply encourages the Colossians believers, praying that they would walk worthy of the Lord. Oh, we walking worthy, saints of God. You're going to have to change your shoes. If you are a sprinter, runner, whatever, it's time to get a new pair of shoes. Because God wants us to prep our feet for the gospel. And we need to go and share the good news to those who can't get in. Listen, it must start in the household of truth on today. If you are a man or a woman of God on today, standing in or before God's people, it is our duty. Solemnly we swear to God as we took our oath to become servants of the Lord, servants of the Most High God, the priests and Levitical priesthood. We took those oaths, and it is our responsibility to tell them that, listen, we need to readjust. We're going to do some restarting. We're going to push the button, and we're going to start up again. We're going to start from the bottom up. Because God is looking for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's looking for a place when he comes. He said, I'm returning right back to the household of truth. And God's house right now looks like a house of ill repute. Oh, my God, on today. Oh, I think about the old women and the old men that stood on their feet. They were on their knees praying, God, build as we build the church. You said that the church is built on a solid rock. So these people here are on their knees praying. Thanks to God, we need to get back to prayer. We need unification in the body of Christ. Peculiarity, yes. Hallelujah. We're peculiar people, saints of God. That's what the word of God says. We're peculiar in his sight. Aren't you ready to do the work that he called you to do? Why are you waiting? Because we're worthy to walk in the place that God has called. Hallelujah, royal, hallelujah. You want to put on your priestly garment? You earned it? Wear it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gain back the integrity that is leaving the sanctuaries. I'm talking about you, yes, today. If you have a call, and you know you do, I do. Because we are royal priesthood. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 9 and see what the royals are doing. We see that the royals over there is a royal hot mess. Because guess what? It doesn't matter how much stuff you have. God is not concerned about your stuff, honey. He don't want it and nobody else wants it. And remember, when you out of here, you can't take it with you. It's not going on the back of the coffin. Yes. And listen, it ain't going to go. When you give it to your children, you know what they're going to say? I don't want that. And you didn't you didn't really work it out. So don't leave nothing, none of that kind of stuff on your wheels. Hallelujah. Your wheels. He says, but you are a special kind of people, a royal priesthood of believers, and a spiritual Israel chosen by God. Praise him for bringing you out of darkness and into the marvelous light. At one time, you were not God's people, but now you are. Once you didn't know about God's mercy, but now you do, and you have received it. That's what the royals are doing. So if anyone tell you that, oh yes, we are the royals, look at them. Yes, you can look at them and you can see the royals. Because a royal, I'm not talking about how you look on the outside. I'm talking about what's going on the inside. We sing a song, something on the inside, working on the outside. What's going on in your inside should reflect on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, I used to sing that song and tears would be wailing down rolling down my face. My garments were wet from praising God. Hallelujah. Don't you want this month's theme to come in agreement with S1? We should be so close with each other right now that we should not be able, air can't get in between each of you, because what we're doing is we're encamping and the Holy Spirit is circling around every house that you're in on today. If you're lying in bed and you're sick, just put your right hand on your head as the word is going forth and to heal me, Father, so I can be meet for the master's use on today. God, give me strength to rise up off this bed where I feel weak. See, the bed takes your strength away. But God says he gives strength to the weak. Hallelujah. So on today, we're bearing the infirmities of the week. When the greeter, as we go into our second portion of the call, and we begin to say, is there anyone? There is something in the message on today. I know it's a lot, but if nothing else, the power of agreement, solidarity, unity as a people on one accord. Hallelujah. Unity is accord, a condition of harmony. Many of you all know, whoever, you know, there is a place, if you are an orchestra, I understand that in a band, I was looking at a videotape, and this video, the orchestra, he was just, you know, I mean, the band was rocking. And the orchestra, it wasn't nobody off tune. Everybody was on their note. Wherever they was going, they knew with that man just holding that little staff up in his hand. That's how God is with you. He knows where you're going even before you get there. And what he wants to do is he's calling us back to a place of unification, purification on this morning. We need to go in and tell him, I need washed. I need to be washed. Even as David cried out, he said, wash me, God. Purge me with hyssop. I'm full of sin. I'm sin sick on today. Are you sin sick on today? That's all I want to ask you. Are you sin sick? Come into a place of unity and get set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Yes, we are thinking about our help. Yes, the helper. You have a helper, saints of God. He said, I would never leave you and I will not forsake you. Listen, God wants to do something with your life. He has chosen you as a royal vessel, a vessel of honor, worthy of the call. Even if you don't think so, God thought you were worth it. He thought you were worth it.
He saved us. He filled us with the Holy Ghost. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost on today, it's a good day. Yes, just begin as we are, as your line is muted, you could just start speaking. And it is not about the eloquence of the wording. Just let him, the Holy Spirit, form your mouth. We're talking about unity. Oh, I heard the prayer on today. Powerful. Powerful, Sister Angela. Powerful. That it ripped literally whatever was laying in dormant in the room on today. It came to life. He has risen. You have risen. And you're coming to the plate today. Even with all of your emotional baggage, bring it with you. Let's drag it in. Because I guarantee you, if you put it on the altar, he's going to burn it out. The fire of the Holy Ghost is going to burn it out. It's time. Lay your burdens at the altar. Message in, message out. Message in, message received. Oh, yeah. The power of unity, one accord, is what God is looking for. And he is trusting us on today with his word. He is trusting us to do what we promised him. Oh, yeah, Lord, I promise you I'm going to live my best. And, oh, I'm going to do the best. And But can you? The concept of being on one accord is expressed frequently in the Bible, with 10 instances in the book of Acts alone. All of these one accords were devoting themselves to prayer. Oh yes, prayer. Whoa, that's a big one. We need to go back to the old landmark. Instead of us dancing and popping and hopping and jopping, we need to be on our knees and on our face. We need to cover up. That's what it means. That we need some covering up. So that everybody can see, it's not a flesh affair. I know that you want to do your thing, but we got some people that are looking. They look and they're hurt. They've seen all of that out on the streets. They've seen that as they have been smoking their dope. They've seen it as they've walked the streets at night in the nude. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they walking around, honey, as they say, everything is out. It ain't no go-go dancing, strip pole, nothing. This is a person walking down the road with their bottom out. How many of you all, you only get to see it on the beach? See, I knew when it made it on the beach, it would eventually be on the street. And now it's on the street because they think that's normal. It's not normal. If God wanted you to be naked, he would not have provided clothing. Even Adam and Eve in the garden, you remember what they said to Jesus. They asked him, he said, Adam, where are you? He said, I'm right here. He said, what is that? He said, who told you was naked? Huh? See, that's what sin will do to you. It'll make you take your clothes off. And then when you get back and you know, took all your clothes off and ripped the pieces, and this is not a message of clothing. This is a message of unity. It's just an illustration, that's all. And I want you all to keep the unity that we have here. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's good that we can call and we can lay up under the awesomeness of all the speakers and the ones that God has blessed for such a time as this. I believe that God is looking for some willing workers. You remember the willing workers. Yeah, they were the ones at church. Yes, working. When a group of people acts single-mindedly and anonymously in harmony, in unity, and without dissent, they are operating in one accord. The Bible phrase often occurs along with statements about the people, the place, and the activities in which the harmonious group is participating. We're in a fire room right now. declare victory. If you need any deliverance, this is a good spot. And guess what? Ain't nobody going to talk about you. They might ask you for your name, but that's just to have information that they can do follow-up. Many of us, we won't even give our phone number. I don't know why. Everybody else in the dark room got it. Is that what they call it? The dark web got it. Yeah. Did you know that every one of us has been breached? But with Christ, there is no breach. He sealed the breach. He sealed the word with his promises that I won't go. I won't let you go. I can't let you go. He's got to come back to you. He's got to come and get you. Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas called Barabbas and Silas, leading men among the brothers with following letters. The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are in of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. Greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your mind, although we gave them no instructions, it has seemed good to us, having to come and on one accord to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. So what they did, they had Paul and Barnabas was there. They were serving the people and they needed some help. Thanks to God, we need your help. We don't have time for you to keep going back into your decades from the 60s up. Something is wrong. They were talking about the alpha generation and the X generation and the Z generation. What about our generation? Where are you? Calling out today. And as we call on the name of Jesus, he'll come running to us. And listen, there's a lot of work. The church doors have been closed. Some people never return back. They still at home looking at their church is now become the internet. Because they don't want to go. I just don't feel comfortable there. I don't want to sit too close. No, come on over here. Come close, is what the Lord said. I want to talk to you. I want to spare some words in your ear on this morning. I need you to get in unity with your brother right there, because one could put 1,000 to flight. Yeah, uh-huh. And two can put 10,000. So if y'all come in agreement and the power of agreement, listen, saints, then all of us working together, we're working for good, the good. We're not fighting against each other. He said, how can two walk together unless they both agree? We got to agree upon an agreement. Can we just agree to come in unity on today? Again, I'm asking you, when we say, I'm standing in agreement with you, who is joining us on today? Who's coming in agreement with us on today? Who's going to follow after Christ? And let's run. Let's take the torch and get spiritually healthy enough where we can get back on the main line. And we're calling up the name of Jesus. People are even, they don't want to use that name. Let me use Yah, Jah, Ha, Ma, Da. He said, I ain't going to have no other gods before me. And whatever you said in right now is the wrong group. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. He will save you. He will save you as you are right now. This is the appointed time. This is the day. Not next week. Not next month. I don't need you to get it together. I don't care what you got. Bring it. Just bring it with you. Bring your hen and your gin. Bring all the sin. Bring it all. We want it all, because we're going to pray the fire just like somebody did for myself. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. This old drunk woman, honey.
and didn't even know how to hold my alcohol. That was the whole thing. Y'all just holding it and folding it. Kenny Rogers said, you better know when to hold them, and you need to know when to fold them. It's time to fold them. I'm telling you, your time is out. Tick tock. The time is out. This ain't a message to fear, to make you fearful, but it's to make you think, God, what am I doing? Where did I go wrong at? He said, just turn right and start looking to the cross again. Start looking to me for the answer. Stop going to somebody that you know they're going to charge you a gazillion dollars when you can study this word your own self. You don't need to buy your doctrine. You don't need to do all of that. It's here, the word. It's been free. You've been set free. Many of the slaves, they didn't even know they were free. They were still working and didn't want to leave because they thought that somebody was just talking. No, baby, you're free. You're free. And that's it. Are you going to agree with me on this morning and come into unity, live in peace with a bond of peace so that we can work together, that we can build the community, unity in our community? That's what everybody has been saying. Not having a supremacist ultimate authority and our power, that we got a lot of power players right now. Oh, they're telling you, oh yeah, if you're a content inventor, you know, oh, you're powerful. And you're sitting there telling people, well, you know, I don't want to be around negativity, and I got my oil and my sage is burning. Put it out. No other God but the God that we know, who have bought us with the precious blood. He sent his son, Jesus. We all got to celebrate. Some of people that don't even go to church, that's the day. Mother's Day, they're going to be there. Father's Day, they may be there. Because the missing is they just may not show up. Uh-huh. Christmas, oh, everybody is there. Yeah. Easter, it was a packed house. And it was a packed sermon, worthy the word was. We gonna make it a better day. Let's make a choice on today. Would you please come with me as I follow after Christ? Let us go right now. We're gonna shift gears, and I want to say thank you for this message on today. It didn't cost anything. It's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is God's anointed ones that are speaking. Thank you, women of God, as you have worked to make sure that this month is successful. This is the power month. You want power? This is the month to have it, because now you're in the power of agreement. All that other stuff we've been powered up with, Power Rangers. You don't even need your Wonder Wonder gloves. You don't need your belt on. You need to put on the full armor of God. That's all of that, and that gives you the power. It makes you super. It makes you great. God bless you, each and every one of you. I come in the name of Jesus. I thank you, declare victory, for thinking of me to do the work. Thank you for the choosing on today. I'm going to just slow down just a moment. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Thank you for the word that has been spoken, God. I pray that nothing was missed. I pray that those that are in the room on the ones that came in on the line, that they'll come back and they'll say, yes, yes, I'm in agreement. I'm standing in agreement. And so, Father, on today, as we are closing out this segment, not the call, just the segment of the word, and as we step down, thank you, Lord, for allowing us to just carry the mantle of your anointing. The power that destroys and break the yokes. The power that comes when division tries to scurry us away. Those that are pushing and pulling, that they will begin to come. They're on the same team. We work together as one. Unless the Lord builds a house, they that labor in vain. So I thank you on today. Let's walk together in unity. There is strength. Thank you. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. I see someone came off the line. Thank you for letting the lines come off mute on today.
this morning, if this is your first time coming on the line, let me say a cheery Happy Tuesday, Happy New Month, Happy April, all that other good stuff that's involved in this month, and the power of agreement is turned on. And here, I believe that souls are going to come back. They're going to come to work. Send your resume over to in the Declare Victory room and let them know, I can do this. I'm a computer technician. I'm a this. I'm a ghostwriter, and I'm a book writer, and I'm a psalmist, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And where is it that I need to help? I can help do the program. We could, you know, I'm sure that they don't mind, because help is very important. But good morning to you. If this is your first time being on the Declare Victory call, you could state your name if you like, or you could just say hello. And if you like, you can also let us know who called you to the call, so that way we can say thank you to them. That's it. That's all. And then we'll go further. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
I'm a little shy now. My name is Naisha.
Naisha? Hi, Naisha. How are you? Is this your first time?
Yes, it is.
And who invited you to the call, Naisha?
Denise and Dion.
Praise God. Welcome. We love you. God bless you. And thank you. Hang in there. We're going to be just another moment. And then we're going to open the line up where others can talk. And if you want to just say something, that God has done something, I thank God for you, Naisha. God bless you. And thank you so much for thinking to come and serve where we're serving the Breakfast of Champions today. We have some Frosty Flakes back in the back. Okay, that's our breakfast on today. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Uh-huh. Is there anyone else? Hey, Bob!
Over.
How are you?
Okay.
Well, thank you for being here. I haven't heard your voice in a long time. You working?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you be good. Make the money. Okay, you going back to work? You on Easter vacation?
No.
Okay.
Today my day off.
Oh, today is your day off. I got you. Amen. Listen, y'all. That's my girl right there. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Yvonne. I appreciate it. Thank you for tapping in with me today. God bless you. Is there anyone else? I just want to make sure that she doesn't have anything else that she'd like to say. But good morning. Good morning. Thank you. For those on the line, I hear you back there. Is there anyone else on today?
Good morning. It's Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. Awesome.
Good morning, it's Leomia.
Good morning, Mama.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I am. Baby, I got the clothes of fire on me today, so I got to start unwrapping.
Yeah, I heard it. God
Ooh,
bless.
I tell you, that prayer was off the chain, and it just kicked it right on in, Mama. It's so good. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. I know you had a birthday. I'm so glad that you're here with us. God bless you. Keep coming.
God bless you. Happy Resurrection to you.
Thank you. God
bless
you, Mama.
Inspiration.
Awesome today. Awesome. Is there anyone else that your soul burned in you? We're going to let the men, if you're on the line, and there's any of you brothers back there. I heard Michael today. I heard Kevin, I heard Brother Jeff. Just I want to chime in and say hello. so the people can know we have some, listen, we got some real men of God here. These are brothers. They're a security. Oh, praise God. Is there anyone? Praise the Lord. Okay. So, if we don't have any brothers that want to say good morning, we're going to go in and open it up. Anyone that wants to say hello, you didn't get a chance to when you first came on, you're more than welcome to say hello. God bless. Okay, so someone has came off of mute. If you're not speaking, you can go ahead and put your phone back on mute. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
It's Dee Dee. Hey, sweetie. I get a good 5 minutes now. I've already been here, and I came in a little early this morning just to prepare for the babies, and so I'm outside walking, and I was listening to y'all. I was like, wow, thank you for just reminding us. Something you said is that we really need to go back to prayer, like not mamsy-pamsy praying and cute praying, because to be honest, we've gotten selfish with our prayers, and so we shouldn't just go when there's a 911. Like, God is like, where are you? Just come commune with me. Come spend time with me when things are going good. You know what I'm saying? So that we can be in agreement with what his word says. And I think for me, something you said also triggered, you know, when you had Pastor Brown classes for spiritual warfare. Yes. Okay. Hmm. I was thinking when he says, come and let us reason together, even that, we got so much going on, but we got to take it back to his word. And we got to have that same fire when he snatched us out. And I'm glad you said with your drunk self. Because I think when Dion was talking about the weed smoking, that's never been my thing. I'm silly enough without weed, but let me get me a Cosmo or a Moscow Mule, for real. Just like way back as yesterday. And so we all have stuff. There's people who say, well, I don't do that. Right, I don't do that, but you do something. So let's just get this thing right. You know what I mean? So we can stop showing out, because, social media got a lot of people faking, and God's not pleased with none of that at all. Your kids can't get it together, and that's why so many kids are going, because they see you, right? They see you at church, but they see you at home. So let's have a power of agreement for that. Keep it 100 so that people can grow for real. I love you. I know something about God's grace.
God bless you. I know something about God's grace. After I leave here, I'm headed for another service. But God is good. Let me tell you something. I love it because we did come up under some awesomeness. Let me tell you, when the enemy tried to come on the church ground, you guys better be knowing they coming to your local churches. See, they're not just robbing you on the street. They're coming into the sanctuary, saints of God. If you are on the line this morning and this message found you in a place, if you would, go ahead and mute your line back so that way we can maintain the integrity of the call for those that are currently wanting to speak. Thank you so much, because I did hear some background noise. Who's next? Something about unity that you got out, the power of agreement, solidarity as people on one accord. Thank you, Jesus. You need to walk worthy of the calling, the quality or the state of being made one. Unification. Moses talked about it. Before he left, before he died, he left some instructions for the next man, Joshua, to take over. This is what I'm leaving. I'm giving you everything. You know how many of you all retire off your job and you want to take the whole job manual home with you in selfishness because you can't, what are you going to use it with? Well, it have all my notes on it. Child, girl, leave that there so that the person that's taking your place in retirement, they can have something that they can look at. That you, your footprint, let our footprint be a mark for someone else. Is there anyone else in this room? I know there's more than two people in here. Thank you so much, Naisha, for coming in, and thank you for being obedient to the call to say hello. Is there anyone else that on today this word found you? I know in a place where many of us have just settled.
Amen. This is Divine. I know they talked yesterday, and you talked about unity today. And that's a very good subject to, you know, to be on is unity, because that's what we need. I'll be out, like, traveling on the bus, and it'd be a group of people on the bus, strangers, and we get on the bus and we talk about unity. But you know something? Unity has to become a part of our reality to come together, like how you did, sister, on one accord. You know, that's a big part of our unity, is coming together and realizing that we need this. We need this for one another, because God commands us to love one another according to his word.
Well,
let us
be
guided by him, not by man. So once we come to reality, hey, we can triumph in this, on this land, as we come on one accord. Thank you. Thank you for your teaching. It was very, very food for thought for me. And thank you so much, sister. May God continue to bless you in your ministry.
And who am I speaking with today?
This is Yvonne.
Yvonne, well, who are you regularly coming on to Declare Victory? Because this month is going to be very powerful.
It's been my fourth time or something. Sister Kat from Missionary Center Street Missionary Church invited me on the prayer line. I'm a member
there. I
love
that. Awesome.
Yeah.
You're in the right place. Keep coming.
Oh, yes,
we
I am.
You.
Trust me. I'm here every morning at 6 o'clock.
Amen. Thank you, Yvonne. We appreciate you. Is there anyone else? Yes. And be sure to put your phone back on mute. Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
Gloria. It's Gloria.
Hey.
God bless
hey,
you.
Hey, teacher.
Fireball. Thank you so much for that word. I was thinking about as you were ministering the word that Holy Spirit gave to us, that the importance of the unity is so the anointing and this deliverance and power can come. So we have to be in prayer. We have got to. We've got to get back, as you said, to the very basics. Go back to our first love and embrace everything that God has provided for us through Jesus Christ's finished work. So I love you. I appreciate your ministry, and you have a wonderful day.
Amen. Oh, I tell you that just. Oh, I tell you when you said prayer. I am I'm overwhelmed in prayer. I love it. I mean, it is have become my first and always have been. I started out in prayer, and because I like I love talking. The Lord called me at a young age. But let me tell you, I spoke about this yesterday. And we talked about God don't care what date you got saved. He ain't interested in how long you've been on the battlefield. He's been on it a lot longer than we have, and he ain't given no time. He said it doesn't matter what a difference a date make. You can be on the wrong date to a program, or you can be on the wrong date or miss it, and you end up in a calamity versus you thought you were supposed to be there, and you end up going. And it's something else. How many of you all hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? I know I got a whole bunch of people on the line today that are listening, and in your thought pattern, what the Holy Spirit wants to do is we don't come together in unity even at this place, right here. This is it. declare victory is meaning that you are declaring victory. I'm declaring victory over my my change, that the shift that took place in my life. I'm praying victory over my children as they are coming in the fullness of thereof. You speak it into existence. If you want to shut your mouth, what's going to happen when Jesus come back? You're going to do the same thing. Right. Absolutely. Because if you're not talking now, when are you going to talk? Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, sister. This is Tony.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning. I thank God for you on this morning. Another day just to be alive and tell God thank you on this morning. Thank you for his word. My God. You had a different anointing on this morning. I have heard you speak many times, but this morning, you talking about fire in the hole. It was fire out of the hole. And I thank God for you on this morning. I mean, yeah. How you always remind me, how can two walk? How can two walk unless they agree together? And yeah. That is true. How can that make night and day be mixed? It can't. You have to come into the light. You have to walk in the light. And I heard you say, change your shoes. You know, we have all kind of types of shoes. We put our feet in. We have church shoes. We have running shoes. We have disco shoes. We have all kind of shoes, but you need to be in God's shoes in this day and time. Amen. So I thank God for you on this morning. You said so much, and I caught you the first time, and then I came back on, and I caught you the second time, but I was running in and out on other lines. But I thank God on this morning. That word is powerful. Yeah. Amen. We just need to embrace the word, and we get on there every morning doing the same old thing. Saying the same old thing, but what are you going to do today with what God has put inside of us? One can put 1,000 and two can put 10,000. We have the power to do. It's in our hand. Amen.
My God.
And I thank God for you on this morning. So you keep doing what you're doing.
I'm just telling you. Yes. Sister, let me tell you, I'm a believer. I'm a firm believer. And whatsoever a man sow it, shall he reap it. It's the truth. So saints of God, know this. We're not going to laugh with you. I'm like everybody else. We will go to and we'll stand in a line for some food for 49 hours. And you can't see, we need to change our thought pattern. We need to take off the old world system way, because we want to do things on the world system way, when he wants us to come spiritually in agreement. If we are doing the same thing as others have said, we come here day in and day out, they give you a line to talk, but you know when you want to talk, you want to come into the household of truth. This is your place where you will know what this is a training ground. It's training you how and when you go into service, because a lot of churches don't have enough people there to even train anymore. So when you go in there, you're out of order. And God is a God of order. So what he does is he even set up individual lines where you could come in. These courses are free. They're not, you know, there's no charge. We're not asking anything. And so don't stand in the line to get your popcorn and all that to go see a movie that you have to pay for and it's blood and guts. And God wants to, he did his shed blood. You just came off of the heels of the Resurrection Sunday, and we still are wanting to hang out in the dead tombs. We can't. Saints of God, it is our God-given assignment that we must begin to talk. If the church begin to pray, things will happen. I don't know if you're seeing something different in your services. But it's just not the same. I don't know. I don't know. And praise dancing has now outnumbered the word. If a person praise dance, everybody is on their feet, falling out and everything. And I'm like, what happened? I know it's the anointing that's on the dancer. But when the word comes, everybody get quiet. And I understand that you're listening. You want to hear. And it's a good hour. And then when you want to speak, you're mad because the pastor, as he is speaking, you want to raise your hand to ask a question, but that's not the time. This is the day. and the time. God bless you all. I'm not arguing, just talking. Is there anyone else before we, as they say, disperse? Because we all are going to be in unity. We still have some days of this subject matter, and they're going to just progress. And what's happening, everyone is just connecting on, and then it's connecting on. Maybe you got unity on yesterday, and then you got unity again. That means that, okay, the unity, because it surely wasn't what I had wanted to do. I was on a whole nother, but it got changed, okay? We went to Acts 2, so I'm like, okay, here we are. But he said, being on one accord. One accord means one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We are on one accord. When your sister or your brother, if you see them down, if you see them working, I do want to give some kudos to those that you all are always generously on this call. Thank you so much. I know that Dion is excited about where this place is going. Declare Victory is not going to always be online. There'll be an open building. It's coming. I see it. If you're here today and you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is an opportunity. If you would like us, we can lead you to into salvation. That's what it's all about. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought right there. I'm looking at my my notes. You know, I had a note. I actually had some notes today, and I didn't even use them. I'm sorry. You just be getting all janked up. But anyway, is there anyone here that you have never accepted the Lord? You heard something on the word that you want to go in to work. How many of you all have gifts and talents you sitting on? Do you think those gifts and talents that you got, you'll go and sing at Dusty's Club and won't sing on the church praise team? Are you kidding? Right. Okay, that's just like the, I'm not going there. I'm not going to do gifts and talents because that's for another month. But we go. Anyway, if you're using your talents in the wrong place, maybe you might want to shift it and focus it in another area. God gave us these God-given talents, and many of us, we walk around like it's ours. And, you know, there's some things that we do with it, and it's becoming more less frequented in the body of Christ and more frequent in the world system. Our music has changed drastically in the church. Drastically. I heard Lady Dion, she was singing Grateful. Man, that was the best worship I heard in ever. Seemed like she just went in. She allowed the Holy Spirit to use her. And I'm not using her as an example. I just, that was just, man, so pure. What is your worship like? What is your prayer life? How are you? Are you lacking anything in prayer? Is there anyone here in this room on today, or are you all at work and on mute? Because if so, we're going to almost say this is the end. Is there anyone else before I close the line?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Naisha. I lack that. And I was raised in church, but somehow I got lost, and I'm trying to find my way back. So,
look, Naisha, you're in the right place. Let me tell you, all of us have been in a place, and this is such a good day. You know, one thing I love about our God, He is so, like, He's just like, we could talk to Him like I'm talking to you. I was lost. I went out there. I backslid. I did it all. I was somersaulting. I wouldn't praise dancing no more. I wasn't doing any of it. I didn't. You know, I just went into rebellion, and that and rebellion is just a form of witchcraft. And you were bamboozled by it. You were bewitched. And now, once you get out there, it makes you feel like I'm not even worthy to go back. But I'm telling you, you're worthy. he thought enough. He said he knows your name, Naisha. He knew. He put you in connection with Miss Dion. Awesome woman of God. This is a good place because we'll take our time to allow you to mature back into the place where you once knew him. Mm-hmm. We all did it. We've been there. And I'm not, you know, giving us a pat on the back, but you're back. The lady said, receive the seed of the word, and you did. So what is it today that you, if you don't mind sharing, and if you don't want to share it, that's okay too. But this is a good spot where I was going to say, if you have not received the Holy Spirit or never have, you know, accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, have you, or if have yes. you ever been introduced in that way?
Yes, I have. But you know, I was really young, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But I would love to, love to be baptized again.
Okay. Well, there is a place of baptism. What area are you in?
I'm a member of Life Restoration. I haven't been. That's why I'm on the prayer line today. I said I got to get out this funk, suffering from depression, worry.
And like, do they have a baptismal area there? A pool?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So once you go back, and I'm not sure if there's a place, or I can maybe speak with Dion about going back to get baptized, where you're going to go. You know that once baptism is great, and especially when we are coming back, because we feel like, you know, if we go down in the water, we'll come back up clean. That's the purpose of baptism, because what it does is, it once you go down into the water, there your sins, now you're coming back up, you are a new creation. You're starting all over fresh. You can start today just by saying, we'll pray the prayer of forgiveness. And then when you feel like you are really, I would say for you to come to this line as often as you can. So that way each speaker has a unique sound and a unique word for you that will continue to call you to your strength. Because right now you're in a weak spot. Like you say, you're suffering from some, as they say, some things. But that all of us have our stuff. So this is the day that we're going to just let go of your stuff and ask God today. I just want you to repeat after me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God.
Father God.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
And I just want you to think about that for a moment. Saints of God, I need you to be praying for this young lady, Naisha. I want you to pray for her for the deliverance. And especially as the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But Father God, forgive me for the sins that I committed. I'm going to need you to repeat after me.
Father God, forgive me for the sins I've committed.
Father God, I'm asking for a change of heart.
Father God, I'm asking for a change of heart.
I'm asking you to renew my mind today.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, I'm asking to have my mind renewed.
I'm asking to have my mind renewed.
I'm asking for clarity when it comes to my life.
When it comes to my life.
That you gave me.
That you gave me.
That part. He gave you life. And it's more abundantly.
Father, on this day.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Where I first believed.
Where I first believed.
I need your help.
I need your help.
I need your help, God.
I need your help, God.
I'm fearful.
I'm fearful.
And I'm wonderfully made.
And I'm wonderfully made.
So I would love, just as the prodigal son, Naisha, the prodigal son, mm-hmm. There were some prodigal daughters, returned back home today. I'm going to ask God, my prayer of faith, that he place a robe around you and wrap you in comfort on today. That he will place the crown back upon your head in your royalty, that you are worthy to walk in. That you will have new shoes upon your feet. You won't wear those same shoes that you were once using to go in and out of places that wasn't really good for you. And I'm praying on today that any bondage that you attach yourself to, we commit it right back to the ground. I decree and declare a total change over your life right now. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, I give you praise. Lift your hands wherever you are. I say, God, help me today. Help me. Thank you, Jesus. I need you. God, give her her prayer language back. Give her an ear that she can hear your still, small voice instead of the voices telling her that she's not worthy. You are worthy. You've been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take me back, God. Take me back, God. Take me back. Father, forgive me, for I sinned against you and the Father. This is what the prodigal son said. I sinned against you, Father, and the Father, which is in heaven. That's what happened. And it's just that easy, Naisha. He loves you. And he has so much more for you. You're an awesome, awesome person. And you can talk a person off the wall. But today, we're talking you off the wall. Come back. You're welcome back. And we welcome you today. I want the ones that are on the line to tell her, welcome home, Naisha. If you're on the line on this morning, can you please, let's celebrate Naisha today. This is the
welcome
day.
Home, Naisha.
Yes.
I love you. You are loved. You are loved, Naisha. Oh, hallelujah. You are loved. And you are worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
if
Lord.
If everyone could take their phones off of mute, and let's just go into corporate prayer for this.
Hallelujah.
It's saying the angels are rejoicing today.
Thank you.
She's coming back to the fold. She's coming back to the fold.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the surrender, Father. We thank you for the yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for hearing our prayer around our sister, Father.
Hallelujah.
We rebuke the enemy. We declare her mind free in the name of Jesus.
This could be you.
We pray the mind of Christ over her, Father.
Thank you, God, for the spirit of confession.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, we had a lot of people on this line that were spiritually depressed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
for you take her for faith with her.
Thank you, Thank you for your grace, Father, and your mercy for this morning. Thank you, Lord.
We're just coming out of the hills of the resurrection. And here we have a space now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Welcome back. And wherever Yvonne is on today, God, I'm thanking you right now. I'm asking that you give her the strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Catherine, for inviting this young woman. Thank you, Dion, and for those that are constantly just spreading the good news and sharing the peace of the gospel with a person. Thank you so much, Naisha, on today. Are you still there? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what you heard on this morning was the sound of those that are rejoicing with you as you are celebrating a new life change. Listen, Romans 10, 9 and 10, I need you to just confess this with me. Hallelujah. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, if then I'm going to get out in my, sorry about that. I'm going to get into my, because I'm reading out of the clear word. I want to read it out of the King James. Just bear with me. God bless you on today. How are you feeling back there? Are you okay? Are you okay today?
Yes, I'm fine.
Naisha?
Yes, fine. Okay. Yes, I feel better.
And
I feel a lot better.
Hey, glory be to God. Yes, the power of unity. Yes, so here we have Romans 10. So if you will repeat after me, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth.
I shall confess with thy mouth.
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
And shall believe in thine heart.
And shall believe in thine heart.
That God hath raised him from the dead.
That God has raised him from the dead.
Thou shalt be saved.
Thou shalt be saved.
For with the heart of man.
But with the heart of man.
Believe it unto righteousness.
Believe it unto righteousness.
And with the mouth.
And with the mouth.
Confession is made.
Confession is made.
Unto salvation.
Unto salvation.
That's it. You confessed today with your mouth. Now you have to allow it and believe in your heart. Do you believe that you are saved on today?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Yes, I do. Listen, don't beat yourself up. What you need to do is just continue to say, God, I need you. And he's going to lead you to the places that you need to be. He's going to also send laborers across your path, other believers. And when you are ready to go back into your service, go. And I'm not saying hold on like another 30 years. Your time is short, and we don't want to lose not one person, not one individual. I'm coming after you today. I'm coming after you. Mm-hmm. I'm coming after you because I'm not going to wait for tomorrow. I'm not going to wait for you to get in the water and get baptized. It's more important that you know the risen Savior. And when the baptism time comes, because you do need someone to minister to you, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming to the altar. You'll get closer, I promise you. God bless you. And I'm Geraldine. Or you can call me Auntie Jerry, whichever way. I'm fine with that. God bless
okay.
you.
Thank you.
And we will.
Good morning, Manisha. Good morning, Mother Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning.
We just want to welcome you to declare victory. We want you to keep coming. You know, each time you press forth, set your alarm for 6 o'clock, you can set it for 5 o'clock and just get up and begin to welcome the Holy Spirit to put you in a place to prepare your heart, mind, and soul, just to come on and receive what the Lord has for you. Don't separate yourself. If you don't feel like you don't want to go into your sanctuary, go to somebody's sanctuary. Just do not forsake the assembling of yourself. This is the place where you can start. You can get on your phone and be with us. But go into the building so they can encourage you as well. Well, we appreciate you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your power of agreement to say yes, to get on the line, to open up your mouth, do your confession and receive the Lord again. A newness, your new wine and new wine skin. So we appreciate you. We love you. Keep coming. We are here. We are here to upgrade you and to encourage you. So keep coming.
Thankful for this prayer line. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. It's worth it. It was worth it today. It was worth it. You know, the time that is spent here. Thank you, Rachelle. I appreciate you so much. I really do. I love you all, you and Natasha. And, you know, just the ones that are back on the background. I know that they are the ones that make sure that the sound is coming across good. And I'm glad the clarion call on this morning and that prayer. Oh my God, Jesus, you know, that's what we need, because there is souls that are coming even here on these lines. There's people that are crying out for help. They need help. And it is our assigned duty. That's what I was saying this morning. You don't have time to you know, be cute. You make an ugly face for everybody else. A birthday party, you know, you want to have the grandest birthday party, but the best birthday party that you can have is celebrating the life of Jesus Christ. You know, some people celebrate for a whole month their birthday. Why? You did one day. Jesus got it one day. So why you feel like you got to have like 99 days? Not. I'm just saying, you could still celebrate. Don't worry me. Y'all know I'm getting to that point in life where, you know, my numbers is getting bigger. I'm in the two digits. I'm like that guy. I'm in the two digits for real. So God bless you all. Is there anyone else before we, you know, start closing the line down? You know that on today that you need prayer. You need a prayer of agreement. You stand in the need. You need a word from the Lord. There is people that is on this line. You got so much going on. It's a circus. And you need, as they say, the keepers of the flame to help you And then you need a fire hose. We need a fire hose to put it out, some of the stuff that you have. It is okay to ask for prayer at this time. We just didn't have an opportunity at the beginning of the call because that's the place where we're just greeting. And, you know, if you have someone you need to add to the prayer call, that's okay. I believe that they don't mind me to do that. I'm not going to, allow it to be too long. Is there anyone that you need prayer on this morning before I hang up? And while the fire's hot, let me tell you, it's hot. It done got hot in here. Yes, ma'am. Who's there? God bless you. Who's there? Are you still there, Naisha?
Hello?
All right. How you feeling now? You feel a little better? I know you do.
Yeah.
Feel a lot better.
I feel good.
Amen.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. All right. Keep your hands up and just tell them, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm praying that the job that you get on today, Father God, as she goes out on this interview, God, I'm asking that you open every door. Anything that would cause her not, I'm asking that you would just cover it. You didn't blind the eyes of the human mind so many times. So today we need your help, and that Naisha will come back with a testimony that she got the job. Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman. I'm so proud of you. Auntie is proud. I tell you, I'm over here just happy because we have to wait. Sometimes we don't want to wait on God, but we thank you. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I just appreciate everyone. I'll be on the line in the morning. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Come all the time. It's Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and until, as they say. The Holy Ghost say different. But we're just about through with the call. So is there anyone else before I hang up the phone? You need prayer. There's a situation. You need the power of agreement right now. It has been activated this month, the power of agreement. Is there anyone? Okay, everybody is good? All right. Well, then, if nothing more, God bless you all. Just remember tonight is TNT Bible Study with Pastor Lavelle. He is going to be in on tonight, and we are excited. His Bible studies are phenomenal. So please, same number. I believe it's 6 o'clock. And God bless you. Is there anyone else? All right. As we're leaving out, God be with you until we meet again.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Have a good day.
Have a great day, everyone.
God bless. You too, dear heart.